91X News.
It's 17 degrees and mainly cloudy. I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X News. A Bancroft teen is in Kingston General Hospital with serious head injuries after an accident on Ridge Road and Highway 62. The teen and another man were hitchhiking at 1 o'clock this morning when one of them ran across the road in front of a vehicle. The driver and the other hitchhiker were not hurt. Charges will not be laid by Central Hastings OPP. Travelers booked on Air Canada flights could face delays throughout the day, even though a wildcat strike by ground workers is now over. The airline obtained an injunction forcing the workers back to work and said things are returning to normal in Montreal and Toronto. Spokesman Peter Fitzpatrick has been monitoring the situation at Toronto's Pearson Airport.
It's clear there's been an impact, but you know how big, we don't know, because we're still recovering, particularly in Toronto, so it's going to take time. But you know, at the moment, as I said, the main focus is to get as many customers moving as quickly as possible.
Fitzpatrick says some of the travelers won't be able to find a flight today due to the backlog. A senior Mountie has been found guilty of obstruction of justice in a 2008 crash in Delta, BC that killed a motorist. Corporal Monty Robinson told court he drank five beers before the crash and that he pounded back more alcohol right afterwards before returning to tell the investigating officer he was the driver. The judge ruled Robinson knew his actions would interfere with the police investigation. A year earlier, Robinson was the lead officer of a group of Mounties called to account after a Polish immigrant died after being tasered at Vancouver Airport. Quebec's education minister is warning students might have to go to summer school if they keep boycotting classes to protest fees hikes. Lynn Beauchamp says the government isn't backing down from its plan to nearly double tuition fees over the next 5 years. She's commenting a day after a crowd that police estimate at more than 100,000 marched through downtown Montreal. The arrival of the NDP leadership contenders at a Toronto convention center has had little of the usual hoopla so far. Frontrunner Thomas Mulcair was followed by sign-waving, chanting supporters as he registered while Paul Dewar and some of his supporters rehearsed a song written as a convention tribute to Jack Layton. For the first time in party history, New Democrats are not only choosing a new leader, but also a leader of the official opposition. The U.S. military says Army Staff Sergeant Robert Bales has been officially charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder in a shooting rampage in southern Afghanistan. Premeditated murder is a capital offense, and if convicted, Bale could be sentenced to death. Bale was also charged Friday with 6 counts of attempted murder and 6 counts of assault. He is accused of leaving a U.S. military post on March 11th, killing 9 Afghan children and 8 adults. 6 other Afghan civilians were wounded in the attack. That's 91X News to 303. Here's Keenan Weaver with sports.
Thanks, Jose. In local hockey, the Belleville Bulls will be in Ottawa tonight for Game 2 of their Round 1 Rumble. The Bulls had a 3-2 overtime loss to the 67s last night in the playoff opener. The final regional semifinal games are being played tonight in the men's NCAA basketball tournament. Top-seeded North Carolina will take on Ohio University. Tar Heels guard Kendall Marshall is questionable with a wrist injury. Kansas will take on North Carolina State. Kentucky meets Indiana, and Baylor takes on Xavier. In some sketchy basketball news, a former NBA player has been indicted in New Jersey on federal charges he ran a more than $2 million Ponzi scheme. Prosecutors say C. Tate George used the George Group to run the investment fraud scam. The indictment on 4 counts of wire fraud was announced Friday. Prosecutors say George persuaded people, including former professional athletes, to invest in what he promised would be high-return real estate projects. The U.S. Attorney's Office says George instead used some of the money to pay existing investors and personal expenses. The 43-year-old George played for the New Jersey Nets and the Milwaukee Bucks. The former University of Connecticut player is perhaps best known for hitting a buzzer beater in the 1990 NCAA tournament. His attorney didn't immediately return a call for comment. In curling news, the tiebreaker game is on tap today at the Women's World Curling Championship in Lethbridge, Alberta. Canada's Heather Nidewin will take on the United States. Nidewin dropped a pair of games yesterday to fall to 7-4 overall. Sweden, Switzerland, and South Korea have already qualified for the playoffs. That's sports. Here's Jose DeBarros with 91X Weather.
Thank you again, Keenan. Today, cloudy with 60% chance of showers and risk of thunderstorms. The high will be 16. Tonight, mainly cloudy. 30% chance of showers overnight and a low of 8. Saturday, cloudy with 60% chance of showers in the morning and early in the afternoon, where there will be a few showers and a high of 9. It's 17 degrees. I'm Jose DeBarros with Keenan Weaver. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4 o'clock.